This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts, and joining us now is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hey, Rebecca.
So remind us about the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, I said name a famous person. Six letters in the first name, eight letters in the last. In this person's first name, the first two letters are the same as the last two letters, and these two letters also start the last name. And I said even more oddly, the first two letters of the last name are pronounced differently from how they're pronounced in the first name. Who is this famous person?
And who is this famous person?
It is George Gershwin.
Well, we actually got 2,000 answers this week. Our randomly chosen winner is Eileen Buxton of Sacramento, California. We have her on the line. Hello, Eileen.
Hi, Rebecca.
What do you do in Sacramento?
Well, I'm retired now. I was a California legislative attorney, and right now I'm recovering from shoulder surgery. And I'm an avid news and sports junkie, and I'm heavily rooting for the San Francisco Giants to win the World Series, finally.
Well, news and sports did not help you solve this week's puzzle. Are you also a musician?
Well, I'm not a musician. I was on the symphony board here for a few years, but I listen well. I don't play anything. I play the stereo.
How long did it take you to solve the challenge?
Actually, it was funny because I was in bed reading the newspaper, listening to the rest of the program, playing with letters in my head, and it just first came out George, and immediately I thought of Gershwin because of George and Ira Gershwin.
So that sounds like it just sort of came to you quickly without a lot of work. Are you a regular puzzle player?
I've started doing some puzzles now that I have a little bit more time, but everything, this time of year, you're just paying attention to, oh, it's the playoffs in baseball, it's a quarter into football season, basketball and hockey are just in the training camp periods, and of course, it's the political season.
That's a lot to pay attention to, although I think maybe you can stop paying attention to the 49ers. Still winless.
You sound like a Redskins fan.
True enough. All right. Eileen, meet Will Shortz. Will, meet Eileen, and let's play the puzzle.
Eileen and Rebecca, I'm going to name two categories. You name two things that are in both of those categories. For example, if I said state capitals that are also male singers with number one hits, you might say Denver, as in John Denver, and Jackson, as in Michael Jackson. And sometimes there'll be more than two. You could have also said Springfield, as in Rick Springfield. Okay, number one is kings of Great Britain that are also first names of Beatles.
John Lennon, Paul McCartney.
John is good. King John and John Lennon. And one more.
Okay, let's see. George.
George, yes. King George
Harrison,
and George Harrison.
Tragically, no King Ringo.
Yeah.
There is never a King Ringo, no. All right, your next one is animals in the zodiac that are also NFL team animals.
Okay, this one I should get. Let's see.
And in the NFL, both of these teams are in the Midwest.
Okay, let's see. The Midwest. The Lions?
Yes, there you go. Lion and one more.
Let's see. You got Bears, Packers.
But they
Lions.
Used to be California, now Midwest.
Oh, the Rams.
The Rams. Good job. And good hint, Rebecca. Okay. All right, here's your next one. Holidays that are also islands.
We're not talking Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Well, Christmas is good. There's Christmas Island. That's one.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, Christmas.
And one more.
Okay. It's not any of the president's birthdays.
No.
Think big stone monoliths.
Which island has large stone statues in the South Pacific?
Bali?
Well, probably, but...
Go ahead, Rebecca.
Easter Island.
Easter Island we're going for. Okay, and here's your last one. Countries that are also things seen on a Thanksgiving dinner table.
Turkey?
Turkey, yes. And what might the turkey be served on?
A platter.
Yeah, and what kind of platter? What would it be made of?
China.
China is your answer.
Good job, Eileen.
Thank you so much, Rebecca.
And today's date, if you don't actually know that, is 10-10-10. The group OneDayOnEarth.org is collecting material today to create a video time capsule. You may have heard my colleague Scott Simon discussing it on Weekend Edition Saturday. So to tell you about your puzzle prizes, here's the director and founder of One Day on Earth, Kyle Reddick.
For playing our puzzle today, you will get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles. Very exciting.
Before we let you go, Eileen, tell us what member station you listen to.
Well, I am a member and have been for more than 30 years to Capital Public Radio.
Eileen Buxton of Sacramento, California, thank you so much for playing the puzzle with us.
Thanks so much, Rebecca, and thank you so much, Will.
Thanks a lot, Eileen.
Will, what is the puzzle challenge coming up this next week?
Yes, it's an open-ended challenge. I have an answer, but I don't know that it's the best one. What are the two longest rhyming words that have no letters in common? For example, pie, P-I-E, and guy, G-U-Y, rhyme, and they don't share any letters. Pie and guy together have six letters. You should be able to find a longer pair than this. An answer word cannot start with an unaccented syllable. For example, today would not be allowed. And our source for acceptable words will be Merriam-Webster's 11th Collegiate Dictionary. So again, what are the two longest rhyming words that have no letters in common?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is next Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. And it's been fun playing the puzzle for a couple of weeks, but I'm returning the reins to Leanne Hansen, who's back next week. So thanks, Will.
Thanks a lot, Rebecca.